Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view, injuries, big trades, player news, yeah, sector competition, and he played with Tony Dungy, better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz,
set everything you need and more, yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before, we call him
Big Game James,
yeah,
Big Game James, Big Game James.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Big Game Sports Buzz, where the sports fanatic and the pro athlete come together to talk about sports and everything around it. I am Jay Soggs, the Buff Nerd. Let's go. And of course, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the reason why we even have the show called what it is called, Big Game James. What's going on, my guy?
Give me my theme music.
Oh, my man. We just heard my theme music. What's going on, Jay?
Man, things are good. Things are great. This way, you know, it's been a good week, man. It's been a good week. You know, we're getting the subscribers, and as I talk about subscribers, make sure that you subscribe, okay? Like, smash that bell so you know when we are on. We have a lot of shows that are coming up, shows that are coming back, like Big Game Sports Buzz tonight. Of course, you have Cowboys Cutting Up on Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Central. Myself with Trey Collins. We're gonna have some special guests this week. Cowboy KF from Star Status Dallas. And hope we can get Tattoo Mark. Tattoo Mark, come on, man. I'm trying to get you in here. You know what I'm saying? This guy's like covered head to toe with tattoos of the Cowboys. So it's going to be fun. And like I said, we got other stuff that's coming up. I know Man Cave, we talked about that. I know we talked about Movie Chains, Brother Tude at some point in time, you know,
what
sometime.
What is Man Cave?
Is it Man Cave or Caveman? I don't know.
You talking about Avery? Stuff? Man Cave Express?
Yeah. Is that what it is?
We talked. Yeah, but I don't know. We talked Avery, but okay.
Oh, no. Cool. Oh, we didn't. Okay. Never mind. Don't know. Well, look at it. Find it. You know, and make sure you check out Avery because he's on the Chop Shop. That comes, yeah. That's it. It's been a long week. So, again, make sure that you like, subscribe, smash that bell. 1,000. That's what we're looking for. 1,000 subscribers. We're getting there. A major milestone, and we just want to say thank you to all those that helped get us to that 70,000 views. That's huge. That is a huge, huge thing. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate that. Showing the love. Keep it going. Keep it plowing. We just love it. So, for tonight, the four downs. Tennessee, are they the best in college football right now? We had Kyrie, you know, promoting anti-Semitism, but really we need to talk about the Nets as a whole.
Yeah.
That whole organization, wow. So that's going to be there. Number three,
that's a burning bush right now, boy. Sink a ship.
Oh, man. And it may not even get better by some, you know, rumors that are circling around, especially with their coach. Auburn fires football coach. Is it time for Coach Prime? And on that fourth down, Michigan State players face criminal charges after fighting the tunnel. I believe they actually found four more players that they're talking about putting that on. Of course, we have Oh Hell No, Between the Lines, and tonight's top five singer/dancer performers. That should be fun.
Good time.
So tune in. Yeah, let's tune in. And let's – hey, Big Gang, are you ready to go, sir?
Hey, man, you know, let's do what we do, baby.
All right, so we're going to jump right in. And, man, Tennessee has been shocking the college football world this season. Currently, they sit, I believe, at number one.
NCAA playoff rankings came out today.
Yes.
And Tennessee is number one.
Yeah. And so the question is, are they the best college football team out there?
Are they deserving of that number one ranking?
Well, there you go. And this is the first one. Yeah, and it's the first one. So, you know, I think it's a good measuring stick to see what the committee is looking for. But, you know, you want to wait because TCU is undefeated as well. Let's go Frogs. Right?
Yeah, what they little symbol do right there?
That's it. The Horn fire. Frogs. Horn Frogs.
All these right? fake-ass hand symbols and shit. It's all good. Nevada got one now, too.
I'm saying, you know, Wolf, I know y'all got one. What is That's, it?
I don't know. I got to find a picture. I threw it up in one of the pictures I was in a couple weekends ago. We didn't do that when I was here. And everybody got a hand signal. You know, when we did that back in the day, Coach Hall said, quit throwing up gang signs.
Gang signs.
We couldn't put hands up in the picture.
Facts. But, I mean, you have Tennessee at number one. Ohio State is there. Michigan is there. I mean, so the real question again is Tennessee a legit number one?
Man, Jay Styles, have you seen Hendon Hooker play their quarterback, dog?
He's a beast.
And shout out to Josh Heupel, man, because he's coming up. He came in and took over a program that looked to be in trouble in the SEC.
Yeah.
And very far away from that storied past that they had from Peyton Manning being there and
Phil
Martin and Phil Foreman and everybody else that was a part of that Tennessee program that, you know, in the 90s and 80s that people loved. And here it is. Without further ado, and a lot of people was like, oh, it's gimmick and scheme because of what they run. They're winning. They're beating people. Yeah. And last weekend against Kentucky, Kentucky's quarterback is supposed to be one of the top-rated quarterbacks in the country going into the NFL draft. They held him to 120 yards passing, bro.
Dude. They're putting on clinics. And you can only play who's in front of you. The thing is that when you do that, the teams you're supposed to beat, you're supposed to beat them soundly. And that's what they're doing.
You have to beat them. You're right. You're right, man.
You got to put the numbers on them. And when you play the Alabamas and you beat the Alabamas, I mean, that's what you do. So, yeah, I think.
All you do is spin records. That's all you do.
You know, but I don't think they're the best. I think Ohio State is the best. But I definitely believe Tennessee is in the top four. I definitely,
So give me your four then real quick, Jay Stoggs. If you had to just think about it, I'm not trying to put you smack that on the spot.
You're trying to put me on the spot, but
you said Ohio State number one.
Yeah, Tennessee two.
Okay.
The 3-4 is what kind of throws me off.
You got to – if Georgia ain't your three, something wrong with you.
Well, yeah, Georgia. Yeah, definitely Georgia. But I, you know what? I've got to see Georgia play Alabama. And that's gonna do it for me.
But the only way they can play each other now is the SEC championship game.
Championship.
I think Bama –
I don't think Alabama's going to make it.
Bama might have problems with LSU this weekend, bro.
I think so, too.
And A&M had them beat. And Texas should have had them beat.
Texas had them beat. Yeah,
Alabama should not even be in conversation right now. But because they're America's sweetheart, they will be.
There you go. But I can see that Georgia definitely there, and you can even move Ohio State. You can actually say Ohio State, Georgia, Tennessee, Michigan.
Mm. So you got Michigan ahead of Clemson?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Now, what about your beloved Horned Frogs, Jay? Do you think
the problem is
they got them rated seventh, bro?
Now here's the problem. Well, I would put them six. Dare I say even five? Here's the problem with TCU and the conference is that they have good wins, but the good wins are against each other.
Yeah, but the Big 12 is better this year, minus Oklahoma. Looking at minus Oklahoma looking like holy hell.
But that's I think that's the problem.
The Big 12 is actually better this year. And you're right, they're beating up on each other and they're not getting a fair shake.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the problem is that because you have to have Oklahoma in the mix. You can't like the SEC has to have Bama in the mix. And I think that hurts them in the regard that if you don't have Bama in the mix and you beat Bama, or you get close to beating Bama like Texas did, right? And Texas A&M did as well.
Uh-huh.
Right? That makes it more difficult to judge and say, well, you know, is it a down year for the conference because of one or two teams? Now, Georgia is still doing their thing, right? Tennessee has come out of, they're a dark horse. No one predicted Tennessee to be this good. I don't care what anyone says to me. They did not predict them to be this good.
Nah, you're right. If anybody tells you that besides anybody on the Tennessee coaching staff or players on their roster, they're lying.
Right. They're lying. They're absolutely lying. So there's that part of that. But yeah, I'm hesitant for that because a two-loss Alabama, do they get into the playoffs?
Not if it stays like this. And to me, I'm not trying to be funny. If TCU wins out, a two-loss Alabama doesn't deserve it over a zero-loss TCU team.
I agree.
Which TCU still has Baylor, and they still have that's one other team. I need to look that up while we talk. But anyway, not taking away Tennessee, man. I put this first down in here because watching Hendon Hooker play, he's ascended now as the top Heisman Trophy candidate. Yep. He was a transfer in there. He is playing lights out, and you know, Tennessee is an example of what you can put together with the right transfer portal and getting the right pieces in. And the thing about you said something earlier, Jay, that made me think is the conference down. I don't think the conference is down. I think Bama's down because some of those players that used to go to Bama to just be a part of the story program is going to other places now. To be a relevant player and not just a person on the sideline waiting their turn to play.
Right, right. And, you know, they're spending, you know, 2, 3, 4 years of eligibility to get in for one season, you know, and yeah, for sure. So I do think if you don't have your dominant teams, like look at Pac-12. You know, Oregon. Well, at one time it was USC, then it was UCLA, and it was Oregon. And when those programs went down and weren't as competitive, no one looked at the Pac-12 anymore or any longer. You know, you had your Stanfords. But if you don't have USC, UCLA, Oregon, then you have a down conference in the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm. I can't and argue it that. I hate that it's like that for the Pac-12. Yeah. But you're speaking truth right now.
And yes, sir.
That's hard for me to give you the pub that you deserve. But just speaking that's a lot of truth right now, man.
Hey, man, give him my flowers, man. Give him my flowers. Give him my flowers.
I'm giving you flowers, all right.
Let's move on to second down because there's so much to unpack right here. The Nets have fired their head coach, Steve Nash.
Well, they agreed to part ways.
It was a mutual parting.
Do you call it a firing?
I think it was a firing. You can say mutual, but you know, at some point, whoever calls the meeting, it's like breaking up with a girlfriend. Whoever says, "Hey, we need to talk," and y'all get there, and you sit down, and they start, you know, "I really like you," and then you jump in, like, "You know what? I like you too, but I just don't know if this is working." But I don't know if this is working, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm with you." Y'all agree at that point. Hey, it's a mutual. But who called the meeting? They did. So they broke up with you, right? Yeah, you can say it's a mutual. But I think with everything that's been going on with Kyrie, KD wanted him to get fired. Hey, and you have, you know, you've already started bad. You don't want that.
Hey, Jay, can we just say this from the start? And I think we both touched on it. It's nothing new to a lot of people, to you and I, because we talked about it. Steve Nash never should have been hired for this job.
Absolutely not.
Steve Nash was not ready to come in and take on the monster of KD and Kyrie. And not just that. The New York media. I mean, Steve Nash wanted to go in, coach basketball, and win games. It's barely about basketball on the court in New York. You got so much drama and antics off the court that you have to talk about. And the media itself is a circus. What did he think he was really getting into? And here it is. And privilege kicks in. He gets a job that he wasn't ready for. That clearly you got to get the right mindset to go take on an idiot like Kyrie Irving. He's not a normal dude. He's like the Kanye West of basketball right now. You know what I'm saying? Like
he is.
So much around surrounding him. so many things that he says and backtracks from. Well, I want to say backtrack. He just believes shit that's in a world that we don't know where that world is. Like, where does this world exist, Kyrie? Like, on what planet do we do things like this? Nash wasn't ready for that monster.
And what's crazy is James Harden wanted out. James Harden said, you know what? Trade me. I'm ready to go.
That's
James Harden.
And if James Harden ready to go, you know, it's bad, bad. Like, it's what?
You know, it's a head scratcher because you got KD, Kyrie, and Ben, right? So those three guys.
Ben who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he existed, dog. Man.
A lot of people have.
Man, you
especially
don't know
in the Brooklyn Nets organization.
I mean, I want that young man to get help if he needed it because I ain't trying to sit up and be funny. Like, some of the rumors and things that I heard about him is that's not healthy to walk around and live that way kind of way and be scared to do things and function. That's scary. That's really scary. Absolutely. He needs some help for real, bro.
Absolutely. And I'm with you. I hope he gets the best help he can get. And I hope the people around him are recognizing that and trying to help him out.
I mean, even if he don't need to touch a basketball. And the thing is, he's trying to force himself on the court because he's sick of hearing, I think, all the negativity surrounding why he wasn't on the court once he was traded there. But if he's going to play the way he does and foul out of games, shit, Brooklyn in trouble anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a dumpster fire, man. And then you top it off with rumors of the former Celtics coach.
Oh, Ime Udoka.
That's right. But thank
he's
you.
He's not a former coach. He's a suspended coach.
Well, he might be a former coach if he signs with Brooklyn, where the Celtics are like, okay, cool. Go ahead. Take him.
Hey, man. Explore. But if I'm Ime Udoka, I don't even touch that, man. I wouldn't touch that with the old school Santa 10-foot pole. It's toxic, man. Something is all bad in New York, in that part of New York, in Brooklyn, bro. Yeah. I wouldn't because here it is on Kevin Durant's podcast. You have Kyrie Irving talking about, you know, you don't need a coach and a coach's philosophy to come in and work with players like KD and Marcel. Not saying Steve Nash's name, but basically saying that they could run the team in the way things need to go. So you already got an uphill battle coming in and trying to conform the mind of a fool that already showed that he's selfish, that everything is about him. He doesn't give a damn about the team. He wanted to get paid. They paid a dumbass. Okay, nope, wouldn't touch it. Go coach yourself then, genius.
Maybe if he just wants to redeem himself, maybe he wants to get into coaching, you know, and he sees that here's an opportunity and I'm going to show what I can do because I do believe he is a good coach.
But Jay, why'd you have to use that word redeem? Now, hey, he did. That's a moral issue, I guess. Now, I'm not trying to sit up here and promote adultery or whatever else, but that had nothing to do with what he did on the basketball court. He just fraternized with somebody within the organization that he wasn't supposed to fraternize with.
You're correct.
And if she wasn't who she was, this still might not have ever came out. And because she married to somebody within the organization as well. So it was straight up the TV series Scandal in real life. It was on Will and Jada stuff.
True. Yeah, they in an entanglement. But I still think that organization has so much to try to figure out all on its own.
Yeah.
To bring in Udoka, I think that's just too much. You know, you already have Nash that's gone. You already have, as you put it the correct way, right? You have a person, you have people in Kyrie, KD, and Ben. They have their own issues that distract from the rest of the team.
They take everything else from everybody else on that squad, dude. They're not doing Brooklyn any justice at all, bro.
None at all. So if you have that, how can you, you know, who wants to, and you're right, who wants to step into that? And I did say redeem because I think it, you know, even though it happened off the court, it's still a tarnish right? It's still a spot. It's still a stain.
Can't argue that point, bro. That makes sense.
You know. Yeah. And so it's, hey, look, I can be professional. I can do my job and not mess with nobody. And, you know, hey, it's a short train ride from Boston to New York, Brooklyn. So,
man.
So, yeah, there's that. Let's see.
And we didn't even touch the anti-Semitic stuff, and I don't think we need to. It shows, it shows just the controversy. Yeah. Controversial person that Kyrie Irving is, he makes things harder on himself that they don't need to be that hard, man.
But so, he blames everyone else.
And blames everyone else. And this is my whole thing. I'm not trying to be funny. When it comes down to situations with the Jewish community, I think a lot of it sometimes with some black people is jealousy because some Jewish people stick together and it comes to be a gift. I don't know. It always gets blown out of context to where nothing is interpreted the correct way. Is that the right way to say that? From what I mean to where, and to me, I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about what goes on in the Jewish community for me to come out and speak up against anything.
Right.
And I just believe that the words, and when I try, a lot of the articles have been pulled down. Before there be an internal investigation, your owner tell you need to take your tweet down immediately. It's all bad, bro. You know what I mean? It's just all to the bad. And it's something that, and right now, if you coming off the season you had last year when you got swept the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Everything that you put out to me, now you allowed to have your personal life. And these new dudes, Jay, these new young kids, they're young and they're different, dog.
It's a different monster,
and there's different platforms that they can use to promote things.
Right
now, though, if it was me, I wouldn't be touching it. If it didn't have nothing to pretend to basketball, I wouldn't be putting it out there.
Yeah.
Whether we misinterpreted what it was or not.
Right.
Don't even put it out there for anyone else's interpretation. Correct.
Right. Don't give them the chance. Don't give them the opportunity to twist whatever it is. And if those are your ideas, those are your ideas. But understand, don't get upset when you make those ideas public, because the public will then judge and come back at you. Right.
Yep.
If you want to keep it private, keep it private. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like women with yellow shoes, okay, cool. If you put that out there, guess what? You're going to get backlash from women who like to wear yellow shoes. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. Let's move into third down.
That was one hell of an analogy. I just want to let you know that, bro. I appreciate the yellow shoe analogy.
I'm on fire tonight. Fire. Urban Fire's football coach.
Ooh.
Is it time for Coach Prime? I say no.
Hey, man. Hey, Jay, please explain it, man. And it's so funny to me because here it is. Brian Harsin has been at Auburn for 2 years. He's already got walking papers. And one of the first names that popped up on articles everywhere is Coach Prime.
Yeah, Coach Prime. Because here's what I believe now when I saw that, and when you put this out there for the four downs, and I said, you know, the media wants him to go to a D1 school. The media wants him to be somewhere. The media wants him because the media wants him there. They want him at Florida State. They want him at TCU. They want him at Auburn now. They want him anytime there's a coaching vacancy from basically a year ago, you know, maybe even two, to right now and then in the future, his name will be first coming up, right? Jackson State sits right now at 8-0. Jackson State, and I believe, and I tried to look it up, I didn't find it, but this was the first time that College Game Day went to an HBCU.
No, they went to FAMU before.
That's what I thought. Okay,
Went to FAMU a while back, but the numbers of what it looked like at Jackson State compared to that, and even at being at these Power Five schools or major universities, right. I mean, it was phenomenal, man. Just to see, the love, and support of the HBCU community and the Jackson State community coming out to support Coach Prime, man. And you just said something. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I didn't think about this. So you just said that they want to see him somewhere else. Do you think that people want to see Deion Sanders take a job somewhere else just to fail?
Oh, absolutely. 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 That and or they don't want to see the HBCUs continue to have this effect on their recruiting.
I feel you. But I think Deion has laid something down and put something in people's heads to where even after he leaves, yeah. I think it's going to have a greater effect and impact on HBCU football and recruiting, which it should.
Sure.
And like I say this to you all the time, I've said it on this show, I've said it on the Chop Shop, I said it on other shows that I was on. God knows, I love the University of Nevada. I love my alma mater. But thinking back at it sometimes now, I really wish that I wasn't blind to the fact that I could have still achieved those same goals at HBCU.
Right.
Now, Nevada wasn't no giant schools. Mid-major school is not a Power Five, right? And I had a great time. Great career. Everything that happened to me, happened good to me in my life. Not most of it is because of the University of Nevada. My wife, my kids, the NFL, my school Hall of Fame. I got great memories, right? It led a good path. But things that Deion Sanders does now, if someone else of his stature was doing that when I was coming out of high school, I really, really, really feel like I would have considered HBCU as an opportunity and not a last resort. Because that's kind of what it was for a lot of, you know, guys that was getting big D1 offers at the time. And, you know, me coming out of high school, was like, oh, man, James Cannon, he going Pac-12 at least. Pac-10 then, but, oh, this dude, Pac-12 for sure. He could go big. Man, hey, he going to go ball somewhere.
Right.
And it was just like, oh, wow, you know, if not, hey, you know, you can come to Savannah State, we got you.
Right.
Because the athletic director at the time, you know, was family friend. And it was like, he's trying to, hey, man, you need to come out here for the program.
And you know what? And it's interesting you say that. When we were coming up, there was Grambling. There was Alcorn. There was Southern. And I knew of TSU, Texas Southern, and PV because I was in state. That's in state.
Got it. Yeah, because you're in Texas. Got you.
I'm in Texas. I know that, right?
Yeah.
And my mother graduated from HBCU.
Okay.
So I knew that. But as far as sports, what you saw, you would see the classic, right? That would come on. You would see Grambling and Southern. Like, you would see that.
Oh, here in the Bayou. Okay, got you.
The Bayou Classic. You would see the Bayou Classic once a year. Like, oh, okay, cool. If you weren't aware of that, then you didn't know. That wasn't in everybody's living room. And it didn't matter who you were. And this was an argument that I had with a person who played at Texas Southern. I really respect the person. You know? But it was one of those things. He's like, see, you don't know. You don't know. You don't get it. It's like, no, I don't, because even though I attended HBCU before I did and I knew of them, that's not in every day. Like, you say Alabama, you're going to hear somebody say Roll Tide, right?
Right.
You're going to hear, you talk about Auburn, you're going to hear War Eagle. Like, there are things when you that are associated with schools that are nationally known. They're nationally known.
Yeah, I feel you on that. That makes a
Michigan
lot of sense.
Michigan State got Sparty, right? I mean, you know what it is, okay? So when you start talking about the HBCUs, it's not known. Grambling was known for Eddie Robinson, Coach Eddie Robinson.
And all the NFL impact he had back in the day. But, yeah, I got you on that, Jay.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So – no, will he get that job? I don't think so. I don't think he leaves because his kids are still there.
I don't think that's the right job for him, because we've seen what what's the brother's name that took the job from Buffalo down to Auburn, or was it Auburn? He had great success, and it was a token hire. It wasn't really thought out. Mm-hmm. I need to look his name up, man, because it just wasn't right. And I think the SEC is not ready to do things the Deion Sanders way. And that's the one thing I believe Coach Prime, he knows the game. He knows well enough, but he knows where he can be himself and have a lasting impact. Because the one thing we know is Deion Sanders is not doing this for the money. Right? No. You know what I'm saying? No. So you know, it came up. It was interesting. It was Deion Sanders. Yeah. It was Lane Kiffin. Yeah, Lane Kiffin. And yeah. Someone else came up. If I'm Lane Kiffin, I don't leave one SEC school to go to another one.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Deion, I don't jump ship. I honestly think Alabama's offensive coordinator, that's another name that I can't think of the name per se right now, but that's the other name that came up. And I think that everyone is still wanting to get that Nick Saban coaching tree. I think that's who ends up with that job.
Probably, but
look at the conversation it brings up, Jay. We're talking about it now.
Absolutely.
The internet, Coach Prime
going. Yeah.
It creates great conversation. But guess what that conversation does again? It brings more emphasis back to Jackson State this weekend, which I'll be checking out this weekend as they go play the Texas Southern Tigers.
That's right. That's right. They'll be down in Houston.
And I'll be
so that's gonna be good.
Down there wearing my Texas Southern dad shirt.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good time. You know, it really is. And I'm happy for Deion, for Coach Sanders. I'm happy for Coach Prime. I'm happy for Jackson State and all of the HBCUs that are reaping the rewards because they've had talented players and they've had talented coaches that unfortunately just were not seen or were overlooked because of where they were in the competition that they had. But again, now you're seeing those three-star, four-star, five-star athletes that are now going to those schools and they're looking at those schools.
Right.
So there you go with that. Fourth down. Michigan State players face criminal charges after the fight in the tunnel. If you're not aware of this, apparently Michigan State, because they can't win on the field, decided that they needed to fight in the tunnel and hopefully they could, you know, the whole team could stop down one person. I mean, this is just, it's gross. It's, and from what I understand, they had four originally, and now there's another four that they found looking at videos and things of that nature that they're going to have charges against.
Yeah, I was trying to pull it up, Jay, while you were up there talking, man. And let me be the first to say this. A heated rivalry in college is good for college sports. You're supposed to have heated rivalries. You're supposed to dislike each other, sort of.
Sure.
But at the same time, for four or five people to go attack one player in the tunnel after taking an L like you did on the field, it's totally classless and pointless. And now this is coming from a guy that was involved in a big-time college brawl that made ESPN. And, you know, that was one of the ways Nevada got some notoriety and got on TV back when they were our rivalry with UNLV. This giant fight that we had. We fought before the game and we fought after the game.
Right.
It was heated. It got broken up. It was but it was not the jumping of a player of four people going to find one in the tunnel and almost taking out people of the media. People of the coaching staff, training staff, and other things, clearly because you were mad. And some of the language and stuff that was used during that brawl, man, was just like, what the heck is this? You know, and I hate this for Mel Tucker, you know, the coach of the Michigan State Spartans. I'm pretty sure I said the name right. Here it is. He turned that program around last year.
Yeah,
a little up and down this year, but still has his kids playing hard. But you know, that's not something that he stands for, and he coaches right now. You coach against your rivals a little bit different. You know, it does.
Sure.
From a player standpoint and what your coaches tell you, it's a little bit different. But it's still within the correct lines of sportsmanship in a game that you carry to the contest, and you know, I ain't never watched something happen and go, man, I hope they press charges against them kids. These fools need charges pressed against them.
Which they are, and it is deserved.
It just all to the bad, dude.
You hit every nail on the head. You know, rivalry or not, if it's a game, it's just a game. It's just a game, right? When we start putting hands on people, start stomping people, doing things like that, that takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, you can't do the Kirk Franklin stomp.
No, you can't do that. Man, so that I really don't think we can talk any more about it with just the fact that happened. It shouldn't have happened.
Right. And you know, and you know what that made me say, Jay, when I saw that fight go down the way it did in that tunnel? It made me say this here, brother.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That's right, folks. It is that segment that lets you say when you see something that just ain't right, like them Michigan State players, makes you say, oh, hell no. This week, one just popped right in my head. But I know you have yours, don't you?
I go ahead and share yours, man. The one just popped in, dog. I want to see because mine is kind of just. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's oh, hell no, nah, but it's go ahead and let me know what just hit you, bro.
Okay. So, what it was, and I want to make sure I get his first name correct. But basically, it happened in your division, right? What's his last name? I know his last name is Moore, the receiver for Carolina.
Oh, DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. Walker throws a beautiful dime to him, catches it, scores. Game is tied with the Atlanta Falcons. I think there's 12 seconds left or something like that. Like, this basically is the game. All they got to do is kick the extra point. They're out of there. This guy decides to take off his helmet and celebrate while he's still on the field, which is an unsportsmanlike conduct. Unsportsmanlike, whatever. It's that penalty, 15 yards, which they assessed on the extra point, which now you were kicking a, 30, I think it's like 33 or something like that. Let's see. They usually put it, about 33.
Right.
Yard field goal, something like that. Now you're kicking a 41-yard extra point in which the dude missed. Now, some people have blamed the kicker. Some are blaming DJ Moore. I'm blaming that dude. You're a veteran.
You blaming DJ Moore?
You're a veteran. You know what this is. Don't take your helmet off. That's a rule that has been there for a minute. It's not a new rule. It didn't just come about. It was there before you came into the league. Don't take your helmet off on the field at all. If you take your helmet off, guess what happens? If your helmet gets knocked off during the play, guess what? You off for a play.
Well, that's college and high school. NFL will make you leave for your helmet coming
off. They make you leave. What do you know?
I feel you, though. that's an oh hell no moment, man.
Yeah.
Michigan State a tunnel was a hell no moment. But, you know, I got one that I thought about today and someone posted. You know, this is a sports talk show. We try to uplift you, have a good time, give you a chance to come get away from whatever's going on in your life to talk sports or hear some crazy guys talk sports and have a good time, right? But take off of the Migos, man, getting killed as a heated dice game. Dice game was taking place. Things got heated. Six people got shot. He's the only one that passed away and died from it. It's an awful situation, man. And so much time in life and this music game and the way things violence is glorified way too often. Now, am I trying to be unrealistic and avoid the reality of what does take place in our country? No, I know about things that go on in the streets and amongst people and everything else. And it's not good situations, man. But at some point in time, when you get to a point in place in your life where you've overcome those obstacles, life is better for you. And as soon as you think you made it, you get taken out by senseless violence. And as a black male and as a black person raising black sons, trying to teach them the right way to do things, I'm sick of black on black violence, man. And to have to go justify it to where if something happens in this country, other people, other ethnicities and races feel like, well, you kill each other. So what does it really matter? Yeah. And that's not what it's really like. And the senseless violence of certain people can always shine a negative light on people that are trying to do things the right way, man. And it's just oh hell no, I'm sick of it. This family shouldn't have to go through that. It's not just the only one. He's just someone of stature that we hear about because of who he is in the music industry. And you know, my kids had me listening to Migos a couple years ago when they first come out and checking out their stuff. So it's just like, dude, I just really hate it. It drives me crazy, man. And I'm oh hell nah. We got to fix things.
Yeah,
we got
to get 28 years old. That, and that's the part right there for me. He was 28.
Yeah,
far too young.
And my son's turning 20 this weekend, bro. And it's God. And you know, 28 years old, dude. Really?
Yeah.
So much life left to live. It's so tough, much. Man. Yeah. It's tough, man.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for that, man. That's a good one. I know we discussed that, and you right there on it. So, let's go ahead. Again, make sure that you like, subscribe, smash that bell. Prayers and light to that family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For sure. So let's roll into the next segment, man. What are we doing next? All right. So between the lines and the NFL, we were thinking about maybe doing the division. I said, man, there's just so much stuff going on all over the NFL that we just can't do it. You know, we can't just focus on one. Okay. Between Las Vegas Raiders, oh, God, Carolina, the NFC South division, that's just a crapshoot. Like, You got a 500 team leading a division who, if they would have lost, would have had an under 500 team winning the division. It went to OT. Green Bay still looks like trash.
What's going on with the Rams?
Man, we thought maybe it's a fluke here or there. You know, they get beat by Dallas with a backup. All right, that's... okay, maybe you hadn't schemed for him. Got it. But every week, right, you're coming in and you're saying, okay, well, wait a minute. San Francisco, they shouldn't beat you. San Francisco shouldn't beat you. You put McCaffrey in. He's there for a week. He's scoring 3 TDs on you.
Hey, man, the man had – dude, he had one week of diving into that playbook.
1 week.
And he had what? A rushing touchdown, receiving touchdown, and a punt return touchdown?
No, a passing touchdown.
That's right. He threw a touchdown, caught a touchdown, and ran for a touchdown. That should have been the old hell no right there.
Like, Aaron Donald, one of my favorite players to watch, right? He is a beast. He is a man among men. But, oh, my. That the Rams look bad. They look bad. They look so bad. The Bengals, that Cleveland Cincinnati game. Mm. Oh.
Hey, but that's the NFC. That's the NFC. That's the AFC North rivalry, man. That
yeah, I get hey, that.
Now, here's something. When I see something poses to me today, Stiles. I'm about to ask you right now, because
yeah,
and we're gonna have to hit Reed up. Jacoby Brissett.
Hey.
Don't the Indianapolis Colts look stupid now?
Look, you let him go,
and you're your third quarterback since him leaving.
And hey, and guess who else looked really good last night that I was pissed off about? Amari Cooper. Like, this dude is catching balls that are thrown at his shoelaces down the
Dallas
field.
But we already talked about that. Dallas was dumb to let him go, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's one they're gonna regret for sure. But yeah, man, it's.
So what do you think about
so much?
What do you think about some of these trades that took place today, man?
I was surprised by some of the trades. Some of them I wasn't. I was surprised by Quinn. I was surprised by Roquan. I was surprised about that. It almost feels like, I don't know. Chicago isn't giving up.
You know, they gave up, dog. They gave up. Now, they did go get Chase Claypool to try to help out Fields, but they still have no offensive line. They lost their two best players on defense. Hey, but you know the trade that got me today?
What was that?
the Lions sending TJ Hockenson to the Minnesota Vikings. They traded within the division, yeah, one of the better tight ends in the league.
I don't get that one. I don't know.
I was like, you traded to somebody you want to play twice a year in the future? Okay. Because that doesn't normally happen. And then Atlanta moving on from Calvin Ridley, even though he's suspended for a year. Did Jacksonville see that much upside in Ridley to go ahead and, you know, take those rights when he does come back?
I mean, why not? I mean, what else you got there?
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, you know, you have to help your quarterback out. Right now, you don't have anybody for Trevor Lawrence to really pass to of note. You know, and tell me if I'm wrong here. On defense, if you're on defense, you're looking for the guy that scares you.
Right.
Whether it's a running back, a quarterback, or a receiver, or a tight end. So you got to go out. You got to find the guy that's going to scare the defense, right? Chase was the guy for Cincinnati. He's very scary.
Gotcha.
You know, Stephon Diggs is a scary guy for the Bills. Yeah. Tyreek Hill was a scary guy for Kansas City, now Miami, right? Like, it's a scary guy. Like, okay,
right.
You got a scheme for him. Derrick Henry is a scary guy for anybody, right, out of Tennessee, because it's like, well, look, we know what Tannehill is. But we still can't stop that guy, right? So they had to make a move in order to get somebody scary for that defense. Otherwise, okay, Trevor Lawrence, that's great, but who are you passing to? You're not getting any separation with the guys that you got.
Yeah, but you go get a guy that's not even – that can't even play the shit to help you out.
Hey, man, Cleveland got a guy, you know, paid him $230 million guaranteed.
Damn.
And the reality is he's not going to play well this season.
No. Not coming in late as he's going to come in after try to play. And knowing that Jacoby Brissett has held the ship above water while being one of the strongest. I feel you on that. I just, like I said, I knew if the Falcons wanted to kind of part ways with Ridley, but once the NFL spending a year, I thought he was just sitting there and they were releasing before the season next year. Now they got something for him. So not a bad deal by that.
No.
The Dolphins getting Bradley Chubb from Denver. What's interesting to me is Denver's defense has kept them in every game. This dude has done nothing wrong. He was your best defender, and you hadn't had a guy really rush like that since Von Miller left Denver, right?
Yeah.
And you send him down to South Beach.
But Chubb's been complaining, right?
Are the Broncos about to just throw in the towel and know that they made a mistake, Sonny and Russell, and start all over again next year?
Man, but try and start over with the type of money he has,
man, he got
with
him.
Russell.
He's not going nowhere. They just broke bread on him.
Exactly.
They stuck with Russ. But
they're stuck with Russ.
Why do you get rid of Chubb? Why do you get rid of your best defenders and your defense is your strong suit right now?
Well, Chubb has been complaining about, you know, his deal and some things that have been going on with him in the front office. So, you get rid of him. You know, again, hopefully you got what you think you need.
Jay Stoggs, guess what you're going to do? You're going to play through this goddamn contract this year. You ain't going away this year.
Right.
Because if I still got you one and you ain't happy with your contract, I can trade you after the season. And if if he's playing the way he's playing now, you might get a little bit more for him at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
I scratch my head. With the Denver Broncos. Like, what are you trying to do? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, dumb. Dumb.
It's just something that it doesn't make sense at all, man. And like I said, this season has just been one of those seasons where it's been a head scratcher, right? From Vegas to the Jets to the Bengals and the Rams to Tom Brady looking the way he does right now. Dallas's defense was a surprise to some. But Arizona has looked like pure dumpster fire trash this season.
Hey, is it players or coaches that got them looking like that, Jay? Because who do you want to blame? Do you blame Kyler Murray? Do you blame Kingsbury?
I'm blaming everybody.
Everybody.
everybody. D-Hop is gone for 6 games, right, because of PEDs and all of that. That's number one. Number two, you got Kyler Murray who, oh, well, he doesn't really study the book. Yes, I do. Okay, yeah, he does. It's our bad. We made a mistake. We didn't know. Right? And then you got Cliff Kingsbury, who's just, man, you know, he's just chilling out by the house with no socks on and shoes. Like, bro, what are you doing? Like, I mean, it's a dumpster fight. If you are a Cardinals fan, I'm sorry for you.
How many Cardinals fans out there?
Probably about, I think, 6, 7, 7.5.
Hey, shout out to Jay Ness with ASAP Sports, man.
He counts for 1.5. So
hey, what up, Jay? I know you. Hey, man, we ain't trying to dog on your boys like that, dog. But what the hell is going on?
But you got to tell the truth.
What's going on in the desert, dog? What's going on?
But you got to tell the truth, though.
Tell the truth.
Those guys are hot garbage. Pittsburgh is hot garbage. And I get it.
Is it time for Mike Tomlin to go?
Ooh. I think it might be. You have to give him another year, right? Because
this is my whole take on Pittsburgh, Jay, and I've told you this before, and some people are going to think I'm crazy. They kept Ben Roethlisberger 2 years too long, and it messed everything else up on that team. It had a domino effect on the rest of the team. And I'm going to say, like, what do you mean? The money he ate up, what they had to put into it the last 2 years, they went in too long. They should have been drafted a replacement. You wait and go try to get a quarterback this year in the draft that was not quarterback heavy or rich.
No.
He ate up cap space. You had a lot of the pieces go. Yes, you traded your Minka Fitzpatrick game, but you still got holes everywhere else in other places.
Yeah. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, and after you let Antonio Brown go, you get Juju. He's not your real number one. You got Chase Claypool that now all of a sudden that you thought he was going to be the big body out of Notre Dame, you don't like him all of a sudden. It's time to get rid of him. The personnel moves have been awful.
They have.
So I don't think you can blame Mike Tomlin for the domino effect of bad moves that the Pittsburgh Steelers made.
But I have to believe
things happen what they did.
But doesn't he have some type of input into the types of guys? I have to believe he has some type of input.
Okay, Jay, you can go tell and suggest the general manager what you would like and what you want.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the people who write the check and the people who are in charge over you. Get that last say so. Now, if you got a general manager that doesn't consider what your head coach says, that's a whole nother show topic within itself.
That is a whole nother show topic. It really is. That really is. Okay. Whew. Oh.
We went between the lines. We didn't really talk about nothing, but we talked about a lot at the same time.
We did.
There's a lot going on, a lot of trades happening.
A lot of trades. Yeah.
A Tom Brady-led team in the NFC South. Is in third place in the division.
Yes.
Wow.
And you know, I hate being the guy who says, I told you so.
But... No, you don't. That's why you always say that part first when you say it. That's why you say it. You don't hate being that guy. You love being that guy. You love being the I told you so guy.
I want to be that guy. Listen, Tom is old. And yes, the things at home are exacerbating. But that team, and yes, you have injuries on the front line, on that offensive line.
Hey, Carolina had injuries, Jay. I'm not fuck injuries. Injuries can't be an excuse no more.
Pittsburgh had injuries.
Tampa
Bay Buck fans were saying, "Oh, you know, our O line, our D line, our cornerbacks, our DBs."
Now, Jay,
I understand.
Yeah, you understand. We have four starting defensive backs out the game too, right? See?
Right
I'm just saying we had it. I'm not making it. I do. I played the game. Next man up. I was the next man up a couple of times, and I held my own when I got in the game, man. You got to go ball. You're trying to work on a contract for yourself as well, dog. Go make some plays.
There you go.
My bad.
There it is, man.
That's
so,
my rant today.
Yeah. Well, hey, since you did your rant, is this the thing? You don't have one, do you?
Hey, man, sit back and relax, dog. Hey, right, we're going to roll on into this next segment, brother.
Hate this segment.
Hey, man.
What?
don't hate it. It's going to be quick. It's going to be easy. You know, Jay, you're – No, it was a good one last week. You're a sports guy. I'm a sports guy.
I am a sports guy.
We like watching sports shows when we get a chance. You know, when we get away from work. I love the holiday when I can watch my weekday shows like Get Up and First Take and everything else, Undisputed. Absolutely. But one got to go, man. Some of these guys that host these shows, I get sick of seeing them sometimes. So my one got to go this week is a sports broadcaster from some of your favorite sports shows, right? So Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless, Colin Cowherd, Nick Wright.
All of them. Done and done. Man, all of them.
They ain't had a game go.
Man, all of them. I don't like any of them.
I'm going to say Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, he's trash.
I almost put your boy Jason Whitlock on here, but he's not even a journalist. He's just an antichrist.
Dude. Now, okay, if you put him on there, that would be that one. He would have to go. He would go first.
But he was too easy. That's
too easy.
Out of all those. It was Stephen A., Skip Bayless, Colin Cowherd, Nick Wright. I was like, Colin Cowherd. There's something about him that I just don't like at all. Drives me crazy. Nick Wright, he is annoying as well, but
he's not as annoying as the other three.
Yeah. Skip is old and senile.
Exactly. And he's
and I'm not gonna lie, I only watch Undisputed because of Shannon Sharpe.
I love Shannon Sharpe.
I wanna say I always want to hear what Shannon's gonna say. Skip is pointless. Like
biscuits.
He likes everything Dallas Cowboys, and he'll say something, then he'll turn around and agree with Shannon Sharpe as soon as Shannon proves him wrong.
Exactly.
He did the same thing on First Take with Stephen A. before ESPN fired his ass.
Hate him.
Anyway, that's all it was, man.
You know what?
That was it. Let's move on to this next one, bro, because I know you ain't ready, bro.
What?
You ain't ready.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
That's right, folks. This is the top five list. Some people have a top 100, some have a top 50, some have a top 25, some even punk out and do a top 10, but not here, not on Big Game Sports Buzz. Here, we do top five. Who's in, who's out? This week, top five dancers, singers, performers. They have to be able to sing and dance at the same time.
You weren't ready for that one, were you, Jay? I got you.
What are you talking about? No, you kind of got me with that. I was like, ooh.
You said sing and dance? Yes, sing and dance.
Sing. Yeah, I text you back like, they got to do both?
Yep.
They got to do both. All right, brother. Let's get it.
All right. Well, Jay, this list here was a tough one for me, but I think a good one. And I'm going to go 5-1 like I do sometimes. Number five, the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. Not that I was alive to see James Brown do it, but for my dad and my grandfather to talk about James Brown and what they did and watch me to do splits.
You ain't that old now. You ain't that young.
Don't let me hurt you. So James Brown's number five. Number four, I'm going to keep it in the Brown family, but this time I'm going young Chris Brown.
There you go.
Chris Brown is a straight entertainer. And I wish he wouldn't have slapped up Rihanna back in the day because he had a bad rap for being, you know, not a bad rap, but it changed y'all looking at him. But his choreography, his dancing, and you know he's a hell of a graffiti artist too?
Yes, he is.
I mean, it's kind of out there, man. You should highlight him about some Blurtitude posters. Blurtitude is coming one day, y'all, soon in the future. Number three, Ursha Raymond.
Man.
Usher is a straight entertainer, dancer, performer, man. He gets after it. And my wife loves this dude. I think if she had a chance to leave me for him, she would.
She would. It's a lot of them like that.
Keep it moving. number two, Beyonce.
Man, that's a great one.
The whole like Lemonade thing, just like what she does, or when she came out of the, you know, HBCUs and stepped on stage and just. She's wild.
That's a great
number one for me. The best to ever do it, Michael Jackson.
Hey, let's go.
Hey, man, the man made people faint just by waving a hand in the air. He had grown people passing out and dropping.
Yes, he did.
And for him to be able to do the things he did on stage, he had everybody in America thinking that they could moonwalk. And I don't know why we call that dance the moonwalk, because if you're on the moon, you couldn't even slide like that.
You could not. You could.
But it's iconic, man. So number one for me is MJ, Michael.
That's a good one. Jackson. That's a great list. That's a great list. We're pretty much on par with each other, except for one. I also said Chris Brown. I said Usher. I said James Brown. I also said, you know, Wacko Jacko, Michael Jackson. Now, here's where we differ. And Beyonce is a great one, bro. Please, that is a great one. Prince did it for me, man. Prince had a show, had a show that he would take you on a journey. And he could, look, he could dance in 6-inch heels.
Yeah, impressive. You're right.
Okay. That's pretty awesome. So, yeah, Prince is Beyonce is definitely a fantastic one, man. I mean, Shakira could be up there.
Wow. Uh-huh. Shakira.
Shakira could be up there, man.
Oh, see, there you go. Old... You going
honorable mention? I'm doing you. Yeah, Jackie Wilson was definitely going to be on my list.
What about Tina Turner? Excitement.
Oh, man. Come on.
Flatbush, not Bush. Oh, Lord. Shakira.
Man, my back hurt.
That's a good one.
Yeah, for sure. You know, those definitely, you know, some people don't like it, but Justin Timberlake could definitely be on the list.
Hey, man. I said JT. I was thinking JT also.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake can definitely be on there.
I was listening to Justin Timberlake today. That's funny.
Man, he don't really dance a lot, but he does. That's Bruno Mars. He's another one. That's a great entertainer.
Yeah. Yeah, great entertainer. But now he's not a dancer, though, bro.
He dance, man. Yeah, the group, they dance like the time. Anyway. Folks, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man.
We so appreciate it.
You forgot Genuine, too.
Oh. Where do you put Cisco?
Oh.
Where do you put Cisco?
I don't know, dog.
Where do you put Cisco? Does Cisco make the list?
Hey, he jammed in the thong song. I'm just glad he didn't have one on.
Hey, make sure in the comments that you, even after the show is over, let us know who you got on your top five list of singers / dancers.
What about Miss Janet? Did she dance enough for you back in the day?
Oh, yeah, man. Janet was it, bro.
All right. It's a lot on there, man. It's a lot of folk. Hit us up. Like DJ Stocks just said, man. Yeah. Hit us up.
I'm going to have to change my list again.
Yeah.
Dagnabbit.
Honorable mentions.
They get you every time. Yo, I'm Jay Stoggs, the Buff Nerd. Ooh, let's go.
And I'm Big Game James. Thank you for tuning in to Big Game Sports Buzz. Hey, we are almost at 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, man. So if you are checking this out for the first time and you have not subscribed, please go ahead, hit that subscribe button and smash that notification bell so you know every time we drop brand new content. Get ready to check a new episode out next week. Join us on the Chop Shop. And if you are an NFL fan, even if you hate the rating logo that's worn by a South America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, please go ahead and tune in to Cowboys Cutting Up. Chase Dogs, the Buff Nerd, and Trey Collins do one hell of a job talking about absolutely nothing. And it's something that you want to check out. I'm just joking. Hey, great content, great football content, especially like I said, if you don't like the Cowboys. They're going to break you off with some good knowledge, and you're going to check them out. All right, this has been another episode of Big Game Sports Buzz. Thank you all for tuning in. Peace.
Yeah.